guidelines recommend to hold IBD biologic therapy during COVID-19. IBD patients were prospectively tested for SARS-CoV-2 IgG. 103 IBD patients were enrolled. We found that 18.4% of them had IgG positivity and 63% developed COVID-19 disease with symptoms. However, all but one patient with symptoms did not require to hold IBD treatment nor hospitalization. The relative risk of having SARS-CoV-2 antibodies and COVID-19 symptoms was higher for patients under AZA than biologic therapy and lastly mesalazine. None of the patients under biologic therapy developed severe COVID-19. Therefore, IBD population does not seem to have a high risk of severe COVID-19, particularly if under biological treatment or mesalazine.